Today, you can find news stories in almost any format. An article in the newspaper comes out simultaneously as a radio story or gets paired with an online video that then gets pushed to an app on your smartphone or appears in short bursts on your Twitter feed. But how about turning news stories into poetry? Or investigative reports into live theater? That's the idea behind a collaboration between journalists and spoken word artists meant to bring investigative reporting to life. KALW's Julie Kane brings us the story.
I've been Raggedy Brown for quite some time now. I'm decades past a youthful spirit. Jagged doors creak moans of sorrow like rust in my veins. I'm a harbor field full of pain. It'll be a blessing once again if I last the tomorrow. Cause I've been Raggedy Brown for quite some time now. With this infection,
Dante Clark stands in the middle of a dimly lit stage. A projected photo of a dilapidated apartment building flickers on the wall behind him. In this scene, he's speaking as the voice of the building.
Somebody needs to speak on behalf of these peoples. Get them out of my custody and let me go. Cause I've been Raggedy Brown for quite some time now.
Clark is performing in a play called This Is Home at San Francisco's Tides Theater. The play tells the story of two housing projects in Richmond. Most of the people who live there are elderly or disabled. They pay rent on subsidized apartments overrun with mice and cockroaches and mold. Crime is common and security is lax.
A bedbug city, bottomless pit, a waiting space.
The thing that struck me was that, you know, people were complaining about these things and trying on their own to combat them.
That's Amy Julia Harris. She's a journalist with the Center for Investigative Reporting. She spent 9 months looking into the rampant neglect in Richmond's public housing.
It was just the housing authority was not responding or was not dealing with the problem.
According to the Department of Housing and Urban Development, or HUD, Richmond's housing authority is one of the worst run in the country. So bad that the feds are considering shutting it down. Harris wanted to know why, so she started poring over documents and public records.
There were financial problems, there were management problems, there were, you know, cases where the deputy director at the housing authority had steered contracts to his brother. They had misspent, you know, millions of dollars and had to repay it to the federal government.
She says she also found many cases of residents who made repair requests that were never addressed. Yet, housing authority documents show they were fixed. Residents say they've waited months, sometimes years, without getting any help. Disabled people stuck in upper floor apartments because the elevators are broken. Leaking ceilings so bad that mold stalactites formed from the dripping water.
That really surprised me because I'd never seen, you know, stalactites outside of caves. And that was just kind of shocking to see that, and something that, you know, you could actually see had gotten so bad for years and years of just this dripping. That takes a long time. And that was just a very visual representation of how much this place had fallen into disrepair.
One woman she met trapped 12 mice during their two-hour conversation. A picture started to emerge, one with faces and names.
It was real people and no longer documents, and everyone had really compelling stories. I think that was when we started thinking of what are the different ways we can tell this story.
That's where a group called Raw Talent, or Richmond Artists with Talent, comes in.
And on Tuesday,
it's a theater and spoken word troupe focused on social justice in Richmond. The members are all in their 20s.
I see barren hallways, broken cameras, uninvited guests. There's no service here. As if a sea of people were cast away on an island to fend for themselves. The weather outside is frightening.
That's William Hartfield, one of the performers in This Is Home. He and the other Raw Talent poets partnered with Amy Julia Harris to bring her stories from Richmond's housing projects to life. They read her reporting, visited the buildings with her, and saw conditions firsthand. Then they wrote spoken word pieces about what they'd seen and turned those pieces into a stage play.
There wasn't any service there. Like, in my piece is like basically exactly what I saw. I put everything that I felt and saw within that piece.
Hartfield plays a squatter, an old man, and he also wrote This Is Home, the poem the play is named for.
All the land, mind your business. Pay no mind to that dead body that just fell from the top floor the other night. Silence has become an ally to fear. The fear of being evicted like a sickness. The madness of this reality soaks into a simple statement. Better here than out there. Because this is home.
My whole approach was to like see me for who I am. Recognize that some paths in life haven't been chosen. But we make the best of what we have. And that you're only a paycheck away.
Some characters are made up, drawn from the lives of the many people the poets met or read about. Others are based more directly on real people.
Searching every which way.
Like Helen Hall, known as Mama Hall, a resident in her 80s who patrols her building as a self-appointed security guard. She's played here by Tatiana Willis.
Who would have known my better days would be behind me? See, I thought by 81 I would have earned my keep. But I keep keeping on strong like these old bruised bones. I ain't broken. I'm broke.
Willis didn't actually meet Mama Hall before she wrote these lines. Instead, she had to imagine what it would be like to be elderly and alone, trying to keep things together in a place crumbling around her.
And then I'm like, how do you go through hardships and all in the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s into the 2000s with all the hardships and changes, especially for people of color, and then at the end of your life, you don't get a chance to sleep and rest and go on vacation.
I'ma go tell it on a mountain. For the soul's too weak to weep. Bones that creak, I worked my whole life. And I know pain. And I know sacrifice. But I don't know how many moons I got left. So tell me what I'm supposed to do, huh?
What are people like Mama Hall supposed to do? Since Harris's article came out in early 2014, government officials in Richmond began an investigation. They found living conditions so bad in one building that the city council voted to evacuate residents. But the housing authority is $7 million in debt, so where residents will go and who pays to relocate them is unknown.
Every ghetto is the same. I'm poor no matter where my address is. We black. You know what that mean? They gonna see you where they see you. Flip your ass like a penny in the well. Wherever you land, that's where you're gonna be. All I'm saying is...
The play ran for 2 weeks in San Francisco. A video version is in the works. Raw talent poet DeAndre Evans says theater is one way to shine a light on what's happening in Richmond, but it's not a solution to the actual problems.
I like to talk about what's going on, but I also like to give my input on how it can be better. Right now, we ain't really showed that and This Is Home. It's just kind of like, this is what the issue is. This is what's going on. This is how we living. Tomorrow is going to be better. And it's like, that's dope. How, though?
How is an open question. Amy Julia Harris's reporting is ongoing. The city of Richmond has asked the federal government to pay for relocating the residents, but a decision on that won't be made for several months. For Cross Currents, I'm Julie Kane.
This is where rodents and roaches are like family, because we share the same meals. Top ramen, cereal, Kool-Aid. It's no family complaints. Everything's enjoyed that we refrigerate and put in cabinets. We feel 30 below air from cracked windows. No heat for when Richmond...